Good evening, and welcome to the FACSA Evening Market Recap. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. U.S. equities finished lower in Thursday trading, carrying some strength through midday before reversing in the afternoon. The Dow finished down 1.38%, S&P 500 down 1.23% in its worst session since February 13th, NASDAQ finished down 1.39%, and the Russell 2000 down 1.06%. Stocks are heading into Friday with moderate weekly declines. Big tech was mostly lower, and other laggards included semis, oil services, media, biotech, retail, restaurants, multis, and insurers. Not a lot of gainers, but A&D, fertilizers, exchanges, food, and beauty held up better. Treasuries were firmer across the curve, though long-end yields still higher for the week. Dollar index was flat with some weakness on the yen cross. Gold finished down 0.3% after a 7-day run into record territory. Bitcoin futures were up 4.5%, and WTI crude settled up 1.4% amid the latest Mideast headlines. The market reverted to a risk-off atmosphere this afternoon, with some blame going to increasing Middle East tensions, with thoughts that an Iranian retaliation for a presumed Israeli strike in Syria earlier this week could be coming soon. President Biden also held a phone call today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, where he called for an immediate ceasefire to help stabilize the humanitarian situation in Gaza, noting that U.S. policy on Gaza hinges on Israel's next moves. This comes after an Israeli strike earlier this week killed 7 World Central Kitchen workers providing aid. Secretary of State Antony Blinken echoed these sentiments, telling NATO that Israel risks becoming indistinguishable from Hamas if it does not continue to show reverence for human life. Higher commodity prices, partly chalked up to geopolitics, are also in focus, with oil at 6-month highs and copper on a 5-day rally. Fed speak has not been controversial, with Powell maintaining status quo over the last week, but still stressing the risks of moving too soon, and Kashkari even acknowledging the possibility of not cutting this year. Other recently flagged overhangs include overbought conditions and stretched sentiment and positioning indicators, dampening buyback support into earnings, and some uncertainty around how to trade firmer data. In macro news, weekly initial claims rose faster than consensus, and the prior week's was revised up, while continuing claims came in lighter than forecast. The market seemed to welcome the report, with S&P 500 futures ticking higher upon the release, though it has a much greater interest in the March employment report on Friday, particularly after stronger-than-expected ADP private payrolls were released on Wednesday. Consensus is looking for 200,000 in headline jobs growth. Analysts are also expecting the unemployment rate to drop by 0.1% to 3.8% and the average hourly earnings to increase 0.3% month over month. Today is also another busy day of Fed speak. Harker reiterated this morning that inflation is still too high. Barkin noted early 2024 data has been less encouraging and that it's smart for the Fed to be patient. Goolsbee said the disinflation trend remains in place, though housing prices remain the biggest danger. Mester commented that she does not think that this year's disinflation rate will match last year's, though she believes that a rate cut will be appropriate later this year. Musilem and Kugler are scheduled to speak after market close this evening. In corporate news, Google is reportedly considering a potential $35 billion offer for HubSpot. Ford will delay production of an all-electric SUV and truck, focusing on hybrids. Paramount finished down 9.3% following CNBC's Faber, reporting that the potential transaction with Skydance could also involve the issuance of up to $3 billion in stock, adding that he understands Paramount might need to raise equity even if a deal doesn't happen. ExxonMobil's trading update pointed to Q1 results largely in line with consensus. Ulta reaffirmed FY guidance after yesterday's cautious comments. RPM International's guidance disappointed. Lam Weston Holdings missed on weak NA volumes and cut guidance, finishing down 19.6%. Star Surgical was today's biggest gainer, finishing up 16.2%, releasing Q1 revenue guidance above consensus and FY revenue now expected to be at the higher end of its previously announced range. Levi's finished up 14.2% following a Q1 earnings beat driven by better sales, strong GM expansion, and cost control. Conagra Brands organic growth decline was better than feared. Scotts Miracle-Gro highlighted strong shipments and improved leverage ratio. Margins were solid for Simply Good Foods, though guidance was cut on competitive pressures. Lindsay was pressured by lower NA prices and an unfavorable mix. And finally, Intuitive Machines was boosted by a NASA contract award. That's it for this evening's FactSet Evening Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.